Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. This week's parasha is Parashas Tzav. Although this Shabbos is known by a different name, it's referred to Minag Yisroel as Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos, the Shabbos prior to Pesach, which when the Jews left Mitzrayim, Yud Nisan, the day that they tied the Korban Pesach, the sheep to the bedpost, was Shabbos, and the great miracle was that the Egyptians didn't flinch, they didn't do anything. There's the other reason mentioned in Chazal, that the Mechorei Mitzrayim protested against the government, as we see going on today in different governments, for not caring about their plight. They knew that they're going to be killed on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as the Pasuk says, Lemakei Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem, not Lemakei Bechorei Mitzrayim, that was Makas Bechoros, but Lemakei Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem, that was the civil war between the Egyptians and the firstborn Egyptians, which more died during that civil war, it says, than by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was also Yud Nisan, the Shabbos prior to Pesach. In most years, if it's not a leap year, the Shabbos prior to Pesach is Parashas Tzav. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned in the halachas to talk about Kriyas HaTorah, that Tzav is always prior to Pesach. And as the Rishonim discuss the reason, because in Parashas Tzav you have the mitzvah of Hagolah, purging. There it talks about if the carbon chatas, the flesh, anything that touches the flesh of the carbon chatas becomes holy, and if there will have been sprinkled from its blood on a garment, that on which it will be sprinkled, you shall wash in a holy place. And then it says, in an earthenware vessel in which it was cooked must be broken, because as we know, the anything that's made out of earth, that whatever it absorbs cannot be expelled. Therefore, it has to be broken. When it was cooked in a copper vessel, it should be scoured and rinsed in water. That's Hagolah, which many have the minhag. It's more than a minhag. It's brought down in halacha, the halacha of Hagolah, which was done prior to Pesach, especially in those years when they didn't have separate Pesach dishes. They would use the same dishes all year round as they use on Pesach, except they had to make Hagolah. But they're not Hagolah from here. And that's what Rishonim say is the connection between Parshas Tzav and Pesach. But the L'chayr, that's a bit of a stretch to say that the reason why Tzav is the Shabbos prior to Pesach is because of Hagolah, which is only mentioned in one Pasuk. And that's not even the main halacha of Pesach. The reason why there's Hagolah is because of Chametz. It's the Chametz that's the problem. There's certainly more in this parasha connected to Pesach than just the fact that Hagolah is mentioned here. And one connection is clear when the Torah repeats here some of the halachas. As we know, Parashas Tzav repeats but also adds to many of the dinim that we learned in the previous parasha, and Vayikra, that were introduced for the first time to Karbonos, and many of the Karbonos that are not mentioned prior in Chumash. And in Tzav, the Torah elaborates more. Zois Torahs Ha'Oila, Zois Torahs HaMincha, Zois Torahs HaChatas. And we know whenever the expression Torahs is used, it's coming to include more than that which we learned till now. Every time in Chumash that the word Torah appears, Zois Torahs comes to add more, even more than what we learned before, as Rashi discusses here from Torahs Kohanim. And in the topic where it talks about the flour offering, the Pasuk says that the remaining flour offering that was not burnt on the Mizbeach, Matzos Te'ochel v'moko im kodosh b'chatzar oyhel mayeg yechluha, it shall be eaten unleavened in a holy place in the courtyard of the tent of meeting, the courtyard of the Mishkan. And here we see that in the Mishkan, and so too in the Beis HaMikdash, all the flower offerings, even throughout the year, not only on Pesach, were matzah. And in fact, it says right afterwards, lo se ofeh chometz, it may not be baked leavened. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was sort of an aura of Pesach all year round. All the flour offerings, except for the Karban Toida and the Shtei Alechem, which was once a year on Shavuos, were all matzah. Mishnah and Menachos. Kol HaMenachos Bo'is Matzah Chutz Mi Chalosha B'Toida U'Shtei Alechem. And that we learn out from Sukkim right here. Matzos Te'ochil B'Mokah and Kodesh. The Tveres Shleimai of Shleimer Adamski, whose Yartzeit was dispersed Friday, of Tes Adar, writes, hints that this pasuk is hinted that a person has to sanctify his mouth, which the mouth is going to serve as the clay shoreis. It's going to be the vessel in which we're going to serve Hashem by eating matzah. This is the first mitzvah that is a mitzvah that has to do with eating. In fact, it's really the only mitzvah min HaTorah besides karbonos that kohanim have to eat is eating matzah. Matzah. Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. So he says that in the Pasuk is hinting to us that on Pesach the matzos shall be eaten in a holy place. And those at the mouth, literally the Pasuk is referring to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. He says the Mokom Kodosh is the mouth. The mouth should be elevated, the mouth, the Peh Kodosh, the mouth should be sanctified so that the matzos that are eaten, that enter the mouth, should enter a holy place rather than Chas v'sholem not. We know that we do mitzvahs, zekeli ve'anveihu, we have to do mitzvahs with beauty, snoil the front of the mitzvahs, zekeli ve'anveihu. Every mitzvah that we do, we beautify, we use the best, we buy good matzah, we buy an expensive lulav and esrog. So certainly the mouth, the clay, which is the clay shoreis, that's going to be used this on Pesach, Pesach, the Yom Tov of talking, the Haggadah, Hallel, and eating matzah, is to be a Makom Kodosh. So says the Tveres Shloimeh, which is another connection, the Parsha, to the upcoming Yom Tov. We look at the beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of the Parsha speaks to us about what we call Trumas Hadeshen. There was a mitzvah every day to separate some of the ashes that accumulated on top of the Mizbeach and to remove it and put it on the east side of the Mizbeach where it was swallowed under the ground. Those who did Daf Yomi and Temura, right at the end of Temura, the Gemara discusses Trumas Hadeshen, Vesamo Eitzel HaMizbeach, Vesamo Shelo Yifazer, Vesamo Benachas. But there's also a mitzvah to remove the ashes and take it outside of the Mishkan area or outside of the Machanos when we had a Beis HaMikdash. V'hotzi es hadeshen ol michutz l'machane el mokom tohor. And here it's talking about the ashes that collected on top of the Mizbeach when they are in quantity and there's no room anymore for the arrangement of wood on the Mizbeach. He removes them from there. And that wasn't done every day. That was only done once in a while, but the truma, the raising of the ashes, what we call the trumas hadeshen, it was incumbent upon the kohanim to make sure that they remove the ashes every day. This was the first mitzvah we see in Mishnayos in Tamid, where it discusses in detail the avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash every day. This was the first avodah, the first service of the day, was the removal of the ashes. The trumas hadeshen. And that we know that the Torah is eternal, and even those mitzvahs, or karbonos, or services that are not done yet, that are not done today, there are also other interpretations, deeper, the spiritual meanings of these mitzvahs, and that which we can learn from even today when we don't have the actual Trumas Hadeshen. Rashi begins the parasha with Ein Sav Elo Lashon Zeruz. Command can only be meant to express urging on. And Rabbi Shimon says here, Amar Rabbi Shimon, B'yoyser Tzorach HaKosav Lazares, the Torah has to especially urge B'mokam Sheyesh Bei Chisorin Kis, in a situation where there's a loss of money. And all the Mepharshim discuss what's the loss of money over here. Some say we're talking about a carbon oila, which is totally burnt. That's the loss of money. There are many, many different interpretations of the Sfarim. What the Chisaron Kis here is. And the Mepharshim ask, why does Rashi tell us that Tzav is an expression of Zeirus here when we have already the expression of Tzav in previous parashiyos? Biyato Tetzava is one example. Kashet Siva, it says many times the word Tzav before, and there Rashi didn't find it necessary to tell us that Tzav is an expression of Zeirus. Why here? And what is Rabbi Shimon adding? Rabbi Shimon is saying that especially the Torah has to urge in a situation where there's a loss of money. And the wording of Rabbi Shimon is "Biyoser tzorach hakosav lezares b'makom sheyesh by chisaron kis." We know every word in Torah is precise. Why does Rabbi Shimon have to add the word sheyesh? You should just say "Biyoser tzorach hakosav lezares b'makom chisaron kis." That would be understood. What's the sheyesh by? The Duris Avram, the Sefer that we mentioned last week, who is the Talmud of the Zalach of the Maggid, he says that Rabbi Shimon is hinting to something else, and that is, as Chazal tell us, Ein Adam Meis V'Chatzi Ta'Avosai B'Yadi. No person dies with even fulfilling half of his desires. One who has 100 wants 200, the famous Chazal in Medrash Koheles, Yesh Lo Mana Rotsa Masayim, Yesh Yesh Lo Matsayim Rotsa Dalet Meis. When it comes to pursuit of the physical pleasures of the world, the person is never satisfied. And therefore, Chazal instruct us, the Torah wants of us, that we have what's called Histapkus, to be satisfied with what we have when we're talking about Gashmias, not in Ruchmias. In Ruchmias, the person is never satisfied. But in Gashmias, we're supposed to be satisfied with what we have and not desire more. That's a chesaron when a person feels that he needs more. Shehu yisoid gadol la'avodas habayreis baruch. This is a great foundation, a fundamental concept when it comes to serving Hashem. However, says the Bris Avram, the opposite of histapkus, which is one who is constantly looking for more and more, and he's never satisfied, he wants to fulfill one desire after another, that's a tremendous ikuv, he says, when it comes to serving Hashem, that prevents one from serving Hashem properly. And he says, that's what Rabbi Shimon meant. B'yoyser tzarech lezarez b'mokom sheyesh. He says, pirush shehayesh lo, hainu ma sheyesh lo, hu etzlo chisoren kis. The yesh, that means that which he has, he feels is not enough. There's a chisoren, he's missing. Whatever he has, he wants more. He's never satisfied. And on that, there's a necessity. The Torah has to warn us, as Mezareis us, to be satisfied with what we have. That's what the Bris Avram hints in these words here. That's not the literal meaning here. And then he says, another interpretation, B'mokom sheyesh chisaron kis, the chisaron kis she'etzlo nechshav etzlo liyesh. Also similar to what he just said, that which he doesn't have is very, very, it disturbs him. It's on his mind. It's a yesh. All he's thinking about is what he doesn't have. All he's worried about is what he doesn't have in his pocket, what the other one has that he does not have. Hishtavus means also similar to a stop, because not to want more, and not to think about that which he doesn't have, but to know that whatever he has is what he's supposed to have. Around that, the Torah specifies, Rabbi Shimon is saying here, zeros. How is this related to Pesach? And the concept of zrizus, as we know, is a very important factor. It's one of the steps on the ladder, one of the rungs on the ladder of Avodas Hashem. The whole Mesilas Yesharim, we know, is based on the famous Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer at the end of the Gemara Saita, that Zehirus leads to Zerizus, which leads to Nikius, which leads to Tahara, which leads to Precious, which leads to Anova, Chasidus, Yerashet, Chiyas HaMesim. It's one Avod, that's a lifetime that one is supposed to work on, one midah leading to the next. But Zerizus is one of the greatest, one of the most important midos that a person has to work on is doing things with agility, doing things with excitement, not being lazy. In fact, that's the whole, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch is Yizgaber Ka'ari La'amod Babok. A person has to strengthen himself like a lion to wake up in the morning with Zrizus. The day has to start with excitement, with Zrizus. Not with Atzlus. Atzlus is laziness. Lechem Atzlus Loi Soichel. Matzah is the food of Zrizus. We learn out from the Pasuk that we just read in the previous parasha, in Parashas HaChodesh, Ushmartem es ha-matzah is al-tikri, says Rabbi Yashia, Rashi quotes it in Parashas Boy. Don't read it as if it says matzos, read it as if it says mitzvos. K'shem she'ein machmitzen es ha-matzos, kach ein machmitzen es ha-mitzvos. That just like we cannot tarry, we can't bake the matzah, knead the dough with tardiness, with, it has to be done with zrizis, otherwise it's going to become chametz. So to our observance of mitzvahs has to be with zrizis. Mitzvah, that's the famous expression, mitzvah habol yodra al yach mitzena. Any mitzvah that comes to your hands, any mitzvah that you have an opportunity to do, don't delay doing it. Now the expression is, don't let it become chametz. El aseh osa miyad, do it right away. That's hinted here too. Ein sav el eloshen zirus miyad, immediately. Don't push it off. Al taima l'chashe efna eshna, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Don't say it when I'll have a chance, I'll do it. But immediately, and with zrizus. On Pesach, Klal Yisrael are referred to as zrizim. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Mishal Shalana Sa Pesach Vatanur, we're not worried on Pesach of Shema Yechta Begecholim, like all Shabbos is, because B'nei Chabura zrizim hein. Says the Gemara there on Shabbos that the Bnei Chabura, those are the groups that bring the Korban Pesach, and every year brought a Korban Pesach on Pesach, they're referred to as Zerizim. Pesach is the Yomtif of Zerizis. Pesach is the Hashkamas HaBoiker of history. It's the Hashkamas HaBoiker of Jewish history, of Klal Yisrael. We started on Pesach. It's the beginning of the day. Like Purim is the end, Purim is the last Yomtif that happened in the time of Hester Purim. It's sort of the night time, Pesach is the morning. The morning starts with Pesach, the beginning, the first Yomtiv, the Yomtiv of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is known for his Rizus. Vayashkem Avraham Vaboiker, as the Balatanya writes in his famous Igeres, that it wasn't the Akedah that was so much the greatness of Avraham Avinu. He said many people risked their lives in serving Hashem, many people jumped into fires rather than convert. He says, Zrizusei de Avraham, he sha'omdolanu. It's the way he did it. It's the Zrizus. Avraham was the first Yid. Pesach is keneged Avraham Avinu. Avraham's Mida was Zrizus. Avraham's Mida was Anova, the Anoichi Ofer Va'efer. Avraham Avinu says about himself, I am but dust and ashes. We see matzah hints to anova. Matzah, which is the opposite of chametz. Chametz is gaiva. Chametz is haughtiness, arrogance, it rises. We know the Yetzirah is referred to as the se'or shebe'isa, the yeast that makes the dough rise. Se'or, yeast, sour. What sours the dough? That's the Yetzirah. That's the chametz. David HaMelech says, save me miyad mikaf ma'avil v'chametz. Save me from the evil, the one who sours the dough, save me from the Yetzer Hara. The greatest Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara of Gaiva. Arrogance, thinking that everything belongs to me. Thinking that I deserve everything. A person who is not satisfied with what he has is because of Yeshus, because of Gaiva, which is Chametz. And perhaps that's also hinted here in this Chazal. Rabbi Shimon says, B'yoyset tzarech ha-kosov lezareis b'mokom she'yesh. Perhaps the additional word here of yesh is that when there's yeshus, a person has to work in his entire life to annul his yeshus, this selfish, that which we're born, the Adam Ayur Peri Yivole, the person who's born like an animal with yeshus, with gaiva, that everything comes to him, that everything belongs to me. That's what we eradicate on Pesach, and that's the haschala of Avodas Hashem is bittul, bittul, which is a nullifying oneself, Hachna'a, humility, anava, different words that Chazal used to describe that which is the meaning of humility. Matzah is the beginning. The first mitzvah we perform the night of Pesach, Bo Erev Toichlu Matzah, which Pesach again is the Hashkamas HaBoker of Am Yisrael. It's the beginning, it's the morning. That's matzah, which is rezus and anav. It's both at the same time, and they go together. A balgaiva person who only cares about himself, clearly is not an ish hachesed, is not into doing kindness, but rather only serving himself, just fulfilling his own desires, never happy, never satisfied. That's a balgaiva. That's chametz. He lacks zrizus and avodas Hashem. That's not the person who jumps out of bed in the morning to go to shul, to daven, to wash nagel vaser, to learn before davening, to serve Hashem in the morning. That's the person who rather turn around and go back to sleep, because he needs sleep. He has to sleep even more. He's not as excited to get up in the morning to serve Hashem, because he's serving himself. That's all of us. Every person has yeshus. There's no person that's born humble. We're not born humble. We're born with arrogance. And the avoda of a yid is to humble himself. That's right away at the beginning, to start off immediately the day with zrizus, immediately submitting ourselves to Hashem. That's why in Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha, the Machaber, the Ramah, talk about how we get up in the morning and with zrizus, and not to delay Zman Tefillah, not to delay Zman Kriyat Shema. Excitement, that's the midah of Avraham Avinu, that's zrizus. That's how we make matzah. Shmartem es hamatzos, kashem she'ein machmitzen es hamatzos, kach ein machmitzen es hamitzvos. Mitzvah bo liyotcha al tachmitzen, al aseo iso miyah. That's tzav. Tzav is zrizus, says Rashi. Ein tzav el aloshoin zeirus. This is, Rashi says it here, because this is the Shabbos before Pesach. And the Shabbos before Pesach, as we know, the Shabbos before any Yom Tov, is already, we already feel the Yom Tov. We already, the Ha'orah of Pesach starts, the Ha'orah of every Yom Tov starts the Shabbos before. My name is Baruch and Kuli Yom, it says in Zayar, but all the days that follow Shabbos are blessed by the Shabbos that precedes it. So this is the Shabbos prior to Pesach. This is like sort of the Oifruf of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos, the greatest Shabbos, the only Shabbos that's called Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos before Pesach. And this Shabbos has in it already the Ha'orah, the Hashpah of Pesach. And right away we talk about Zrizus and about removing the ashes. The ashes is the Chametz, the Yetzirah, the Satan, Hadeshen. Hadeshen is Begematria Satan. Beheirim es Hadeshen, Vehoitzi es Hadeshen el Michutz Lamachan. The Deshen, the Satan, the Yetzirah has to be removed. And eventually it can be elevated. First Avodah is we have to remove the Yetzer Hara. We can't use the chametz has to be totally destroyed. That's what we do on Pesach. Be your chametz. You got to get rid of Gaiva. We got to get rid of the Yetzer Hara completely. Then later the avodah is that you can use it. On Shavuos, the Shtei HaLechem was made out of chametz. Then it's not an aveira. Then it's a mitzvah to have chametz. But not at the beginning. At the beginning, a yid has to totally fight the Yetzer Hara. You can't start using the Yetzer Hara. That's already only later, after a person is zeicher to humble his Yetzer Hara, that he can begin to elevate his Yetzer Hara. There's the Hitzoas HaDeshen and there's Trumas HaDeshen. But the mitzvah mentioned at the beginning of the parasha is the removal of the ashes, the removal of the psoilus, the undesirables, the excess. That has to be removed. That's what we do in the morning. In the morning, one of the first things that every person does in the morning is to remove the psoilus. Part of Hashkamas HaBoker is the halacha of Hilchos Beis HaKisei. Person is not allowed to daven in the morning unless he's naki, has a guf naki. That's the removal of the psoilus. That's like trumas, like hoitzoas hadeshen, removing the deshen, removing the psoilus, removing the chametz. And that has to be done with zrizus. Eng sav el loshon zrizus. And Rabbi Shimon adds, especially when there's yesh, when there's the Yeshus, which is based on what we said before from the Bris Avram, that a person feels a chesaron and that he needs more, he's not satisfied with what he has, he lacks in the midah of his stapkus b'muat. Such a person needs an extra warning, an extra message of zrizus. Matzah is called lechem oni, lechem oni. It's flat. It's not what one would consider a beautiful loaf of bread. It's not you. It's not big. It's not fancy. It's plain. It's simple. A yid has to be plain and simple. When it comes to gashmias, when it comes to the physical pleasures of the world, a yid has to be happy with matzah. Doesn't need more. Matzah is sufficient. Lechem oini, and everyone is mechuyev in eating matzahs toichelu. Shivas yomim toichelu matzahs. That Avraham Avinu was mistapek b'muat. Avraham Avinu didn't want anything. He says he wouldn't take from Melech Sodom even a shoelace in michut v'atzreich na'al im ekach mikol asheloch. So Avraham Avinu was the midah of zrizus. Avraham Avinu was the midah of anova. And Avraham Avinu was the midah of istapkus b'muat. And he represents Pesach. He is the Yom Tov of Pesach, as the Torah writes, that Pesach is Avraham Avinu. Most of the life of Avraham Avinu, most of that which we learn in Parshiyos Lech Lecha Vayera, all surround the Yom Tov of Pesach. They all happen Pesach time. The Muhammad with the Dalad Malachim was on Pesach. The Malachim come to visit Avraham. The Achnasas Archim was on Pesach. Sodom is destroyed on Pesach. According to the Shmois Rabbah, the Akedah was on Pesach. So most of Lech Lecha, the Bris Bein Absarim we know was on Pesach, the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu was 2 days before Pesach, the Smichas to Pesach, the Shlish of the Milah was on Pesach. And everything that he did was with Zrizus, because he's Pesach, he's the Hashkamas HaBoiker of Am Yisrael, the first Yid, Pesach is the first Yom Tif, and the first requirement of a Yid is Zrizus. We see this also by the Makkos, which we know that the 10 Makkos, which according to many began in Chodesh Nisan, that's what prepared us for Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what prepared us for the Geula. The Makkos, which we mentioned many times, served a dual purpose. The Makkos were a plague to the Egyptians and a healing to Klal Yisrael, Tzasso and Yeshaya, Nogoyf V'Rofu, a plague on the Mitzrayim and a refuah for Am Yisrael. And there the Pasuk says a few times in Parshas Va'era, Hashkeim v'aboyker v'hisyatzev lifnei paray. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, get up early in the morning and stand before paray. So all the Svarim mention that the way to fight paray is pera, the Satan who's mekatreg, the Yetzihara, the Chomets, is by getting up early. Hashkeim Baboika. Through the midah of Hashkama, which Hashkama is Rizus, that's how we stand before Paray. That's how we're able to overrule the Satan who's Mekatreg with Zrizus. Zrizus gets rid of the Yetzihara. The first thing the Yetzihara does to us in the morning is tell us to turn around and go back to sleep. It's too early. What are you getting up for? Right away start. That's why right away it says to fight the Yetzihara. A person should be Mizgabakari Lamed Babaker and not listen to the Yetzihara, who immediately, he begins his day, he certainly gets up early. He's Mekayim the Hashkem Babaker. He's not lazy. He gets up very early. He's already there before we even get up, ready to convince us that it's too cold outside or it's too hot, or whatever the excuses he uses to try to make sure that we stay in bed a little longer. Before you know it, it's a lot longer. And we're about to, Zman Tfilah, Zman Kriya Shema. Then once the day starts late, the whole day is shot. And we say, okay, so tomorrow is pushed off already. It's the way one wakes up in the morning is Yadua, what all the Sfarim say, that's how the day goes. If it's a day that starts with Zrizus, then the whole day is different. Ein Tzav Ela Lashon Zirus. And here, in this mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshan, of removing the ashes, removing the undesirables, removing the psoles, removing the deshan, which is the satan, HaDeshan, the gematria satan, we begin right away, the first Rashi, with the concept of Zrizus, because Zrizus removes the satan. Zrizus is what helps us fight the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tried very hard to stop Avraham Avinu from going to the Akedah, which many say was on Pesach, so says the Shmois Rav, as mentioned before. He tried for 3 days, he tried to put many, many obstacles in the path of Avraham Avinu, but Vayashkein Avraham, Vaboika, Avraham got up early, and through his Rizus, he won. He was Menatzeach, he won over the Satan, and he was Zoiche to remove the Psoiles, to remove the Deshan, to remove the Chometz, and Avraham Avinu is zeiche to the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah, we know what the Zayar says, that it's referred to as the food of faith. Meichla de mehemanusa, the food of faith. When one eats matzah, one eats emuna. The matzah is baked with zrizus, and it's baked l'shem shamayim. It's one of the only times you actually hear everyone crying out, l'shem matzah's mitzvah. The tzaddikim would know, they say before, when they would take the matzahs, they knew which matzah they're going to use by the Seder, they knew which matzah had the proper intentions of those who were rolling the dough, those who put the dough into the ovens. They knew they had Ruach HaKodesh, they were able to tell which matzah was baked with the proper zrizus and with the right kavanas, and those were the ones that they took, that they would use for their siddurim. Matzah instills emuna in the yid. Avraham Avinu was the Roish Lema'aminim. Avraham Avinu is the first true believer, the He'emin Bahashem, Bayachshaveho Loi Tzedokah. Avraham Avinu believed. He had Emuna. We all come from him. We're all called Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim, because we come from Avraham Avinu, the first true Ma'amin, who did not have parents or Rebbeim to teach him. So by him it was total Emuna. And he's the beginning. He's the Haskala. He is the first, the Hashkamas HaBoiker of Am Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu, through his Midos, we inherited from him Yerushalonu Me'avoseinu, as Chazal tell us. But all the Midos that we have, all the Jewish traits, we get from Avraham Avinu, including Zrizus, Anova, Histapkus B'muat, Emuna, which is what the matzah symbolizes. The matzah itself, the matzah stands for zrizus because it's made with zrizus. Ushmartim es hamatzos. The matzah stands for humility. It's flat. The matzah is humility. We know matzah is the word ma, mem hey, ma, three times. 45 times 3 is 135, equal to the word matzah. It says a person is supposed to be mechavein when he eats lechem, bread. You're supposed to have in mind Hashem's name three times, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, times 3, 26 times 3 is 78. That's Lechem. Lechem is equal to 78, three times the Shem Havaya. Matzah is three times the Shem Havaya B'miluoy. Havaya B'miluoy, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, spelled Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph, is equal to 45. That's the Shem Ma. Three times, that's equal to matzah. Now ma, the word ma, we know, is the word associated with humility. Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'nachnu ma, what are we? Ma, nothing. In fact, that's the highest level of humility, as the Gemara says in Chulin, that Moshe was a greater, he was more humble even than Avraham and even than David, because Avraham Avinu said, and I am dust and ashes. You really can't get more humble than that. But Moshe was a greater honor. David said, "Anochi so la'as v'la'ish, I am a worm and not a man." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu ma, and we are nothing." So the Baal Shem Tov asked, "What's the difference? They're all saying the same thing. They're all nothing. He's dust and ashes. He's a worm, and he says we're nothing." So most say, because dust and ashes are still something. A worm is alive. It's something. It's a creature. But Moshe said, "V'nachnu ma, we are." Nothing. What are we? Nothing. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that's not really the meaning. The meaning is that Avraham Avinu said, I am dust and ashes. I. There's still an I over there. David said, I am a worm and not a man. V'anochi tolaz v'loish. While Moshe said, v'nachnu ma. We are nothing. Moshe didn't refer to himself as I, capital I. Moshe was always saying, we. As Tzaddikim would always say, we said, we did. They never said, I. Which is total humility, and that's ma, memhei. Memhei, three times is matzah. In fact, the word matzah is memhei with a tzaddik in the middle. Memhei, which is anivus, which is humility, and tzaddik, a true tzaddik, is one who says ma, ma ani, what am I? So matzah is rizus, matzah is anova, which go together as mentioned before. Matzah is histapkus b'muitz, being satisfied with a little, not wanting more. Matzah is simple and plain, and not like challah, these huge challahs that we see by simchas, and then you're supposed to have it, no question, but matzah is histapkus b'muitz. Matzah is flat and simple. And matzah is emunah. Matzah is the food of Emunah. Mechlut Behemenus, Behemen Bahashem. That's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was all of that. And that's the Yom Tov of Pesach, the first Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael. First Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael is the beginning of Am Yisrael, like Avraham Avinu, and therefore that could be what the Bris Avraham is hinting here in this Rashi, that the Yosef Sorach HaMokom Lazareis, where do we need this Rizis, especially the Mokom Sheyesh Chisorin Kiz, that this is a person who is a Yesh, he's still something, and he's Chisorin Kiz, everything by him, he's missing, he needs this, he needs more, this food is not good enough, this restaurant doesn't serve as good as the next. And he's always looking to satisfy his desires, and he's never ein adam meis v'chatzita avosle biyodei, as the Bris Avraham quotes. And that's matzah. Matzah teaches us to be mistapek b'muad. Pesach is the yomtiv of cleanliness. We know in every Jewish home prior to Pesach, some really do this excessively, some even more than they have to, spring cleaning and so on. Cleaning that goes on prior to Pesach. One of the midos we know of that brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is nikius, is cleanliness. We come to Pesach clean. We come to Pesach pure. The whole house has been cleaned out. Not even a mashahu of chametz. Not even a drop. No chametz whatsoever. No gaiva. No yeshus. Total humility. Total bittul. And that's why we're all called Zrizim, B'nei Chabura, Zrizim Heim, Kaihanim, Zrizim Heim. The Gemara says that Kaihanim are known for their midah of Zrizis. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was tremendous Zrizis, especially during the sacrifice of the Korban Pesach. You see, the Mishnah tells us in Psochim that they would say Hallel as the three groups would go into the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach. They had to be split into three groups, Shalosh Kitos. And it says the last group was smaller than the first two, because most were included in the first two. The last group, it says, that when they brought the Korban Pesach, they said Hallel again. They never got to a Haftias Hashem. They never reached a Haftias Hashem because there were so few and it was done so quickly that by the time they got to a Haftias Hashem, Kiyishma, which is in Hallel, they already finished bringing the Korban Pesach. And there Rashi in the Gemara tells us that those who came to the third group were the Atzlonios. Those were the lazy ones. Why were they? Obviously, there has to be Pesach Nishchat B'Sholosh Kitos. It has to be slaughtered in three groups. But those who were in the third, that means the last group that came to bring the Korban Pesach, were the lazy ones. And there it's hinted, and they never got to a Haftias Hashem, meaning that those who have the Midah of Atzlus don't know what Avas Hashem is, because when one is a true lover of Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, referred to as Avraham Ahavi, the word Atzlus doesn't exist in his dictionary. There is no such word as Atzlus. There's no such word as laziness. Yerushalayim is the city of Zrizus. That's the place where all of the Korbanos were brought with tremendous Zrizus. Kohanim are known as Zrizim. Avraham Avinu is called the Kohen, the Hu Kohen, Lekel Elyon. All of us are like Kohanim Pesach by night. The Afikoman is considered like the Korban Pesach. And we wear a kittel, many say like the Kohanim wore white begodim, were like Kohanim by the Seder. So Kohanim Zri and Kohanim are known for their Zrizus. The opposite of Atzlus. We know that two words that have the same gematria, even though they could be opposite. Sometimes you have like Nochash, as the Arizal says, the gematria of Mashiach, because Mashiach is going to rectify the sin, the atone for the sin of the snake. Atzlus is the gematria Yerushalayim, because it's the opposite. Yerushalayim is the place where we bring the flower offerings. Matzais te'ochel b'mokoim kodosh, as it says here at the beginning of the parasha, when it talks about the flower offerings, as mentioned before. The mokoim kodosh, which is Yerushalayim. That's the place of Zrizus. That's the mokom of Hashkama. That's the mokom of Zrizus, the mokom of Amuna, the mokom of Estapkus Bemuot, the mokom of Anova. A Yid comes to Yerushalayim, he humbles himself. He prostrates before Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the place of Emunah, that's the place of Anova, and that's the place of his tapkus b'mu'ud, and that's the place of his rizus. Atzlus has no place in Yerushalayim, certainly not in the Beis HaMikdash, and not in a Jewish home. A Yid and Atzlus, which is derived from Atzvus Yadua, that Atzvus, which means depression, leads to laziness, or laziness leads to depression. It's both really kind of from the same root, even though one word is Atzlus, one word is Atzvus, but the Chet Eitz Hadas is what led to Atzvus, which led to depression. You have to be Chet Eitz Hadas. The Pasuk says, Be'etzev Tel Dibonim, you will give birth to children with pain, with depression. Be'etzev, we're going to have the postpartum blues perhaps. Be'etzev Tel Dibonim, Harba Arba Itzvoneich Veheroneich. Atzvus, that comes because of Chet. Chet leads to Atzvus. Chatoyim make a person depressed, and at the same time, depression leads to sin, says Reb Aaron Karlina, the great Reb Aaron Karlina, whose Yahrzeit is on Pesach, Yutes Nisan of Halamoyim. He says that joy, simcha, is not a mitzvah, but it leads to all mitzvahs. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, tachas asher lo yavartu es Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. And he says depression is not an aveira. What is it? He says you're not allowed to be depressed. What does it say there? It's not one of the tarayag mitzvahs. But depression leads to all aveiros. And aveiros are mitamteim the leiv, koved leiv paro. Aveiros make a person's heart heavy, make a person uninterested in ruchnius. We see this clearly. A person who sins has no interest in davening, has no interest in waking up early in the morning, has no interest in zrizus or anova or amuna. A person who sins loses his amuna too. Leads to minus. Chatoyim in general lead to Atzvus, Atzlus, Hepech, what we're talking about. And as we know that when one bakes matzah and one sweats while he's baking matzah, the Arizal says he's misaking all his chatoyim during that time. So, and especially he's doing it with zrizus. So he's zoicha to simcha, which simcha leads to mitzvahs, because matzah is the first of all the mitzvahs of matzah. Ushmartem es ha-matzah, al-tikri es ha-matzah, el es ha-mitzvah, is also hinting to us that mitzvahs matzah leads to all other mitzvahs. Matzah is mitzvah, it's the same oisiyos. Simcha. Simcha is a requirement. Zrizus and simcha go together. When one is not happy, he's not a zoriz. You wake up early and you jump out of bed because you're happy, you're excited to wake up. When you're not, you don't. One who's depressed just likes to stay in bed. Literally, that's what depressed people do. So they don't like to get out of bed. They don't want to get up early. And that doesn't mean that they're humble. It looks like, oh, he's so humble, he stays in bed. On the contrary, that's not humility. That's not true anava. True humility leads to joy, not to depression. If a person lies around in bed because he's depressed, he's not humble. On the contrary, he's a balgaiva. He only cares about himself. He wallows in self-pity. He only cares about himself. He's not... That's not true anivus. That's not humble. That's called shiflus. That's Atzvus, and that leads to Chet. So the prerequisite, the precondition to Shmiras HaMitzvahs is that it's done with Simcha, it's done with Zrizus, it's Yidua in many communities. They would go to draw water right before Pesach, Mayim Shalonu, and they would sing for a long time, the Ushafta Mayim B'Soson. You think, what's over there so happy about? They didn't even make the matzah. They just drew water. The preparation already for the mitzvah of matzah had to be with tremendous simcha, shafta mayim b'sason, b'mayni ha-yeshua, because this is the first mitzvah of the year, really, because it starts Nisan, it starts Pesach, first Yom Tov, Avram Avinu, so it has to start with simcha, and that's rizus. Simcha and rizus go together. Ein tzav el aloshoin zirus, Miyad uledoyrois. Even the future generations, we don't have the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshan. We don't have the karbonois, but simcha we have, zrizus we have, the mitzvah of matzah we have. And welcome sheyesh chesaron kis. Maybe it's a remnant to how much matzah is going to cost, especially in ikvus of the Mashiach. There's such a chesaron kis. So biyoset tzarach hamakom lazaris. We have to be besimcha even when the cost is so astronomical. And one would think that it's difficult to be besimcha, knowing that we spent all our money, but we spent it on the matzahs, and that's what's going to infuse emuna. It's not an excuse that it should cost so much, But with that, the matzah infuses the amunah in Klal Yisrael for the entire year. Meichud Meimenus, it infuses simcha into us, zrizus into us, amunah and bias hamashiach. Pesach is the yomtiv of the geula. Benisan nigalu. Benisan asim ligol. We know what the Gemara says, that we're going to be redeemed in Nisan. We were redeemed in Nisan. We are now currently in Nisan. The Chedushei Harim, the Holy Chedushei Harim, first Ger Rebbe writes that we have to be very careful the month of Nisan not to do anything that could prevent Chas V'Shalom the Geula from coming, not to push it off, because this is the time for it. We're mamish now in days of Geula, especially the first 12 days of Nisan. These were the 12 days of Chanukas HaMishkan. In fact, tonight, tomorrow is the Nasi L'Bnei Shimon Shlumiel Ben Zuri Shadai, who was Zimri Ben Solu, who was Shol Ben Akanan, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, which represents the month of Av. We know that the 12 days of Nisan correspond to the 12 months of the year. Tzadikim knew what was going to happen the whole year based on what they saw the 12 days of Nisan. So whatever's going to happen this coming of this year, tomorrow we have the ability to transform the month of Av into a month of joy. The month of Av, Tisha B'Av, which is going to be a Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av, we know, always falls out the same day as the first day of Pesach. We shouldn't have to eat the hard-boiled eggs by the Seder, which is a remez to Tisha B'Av, as we know. When the Seder is over and Mashiach is still not here, there's a certain sadness even at the Seder, because it reminds us of Tisha B'Av. So that shouldn't happen this year, because by this year, before we say Shvoich HaMoscha, when we open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and even prior to that, we're going to be saying this Shabbos in the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol, Hine anoichi shaleach lochem es Eliyahu HaNavi lefnei boi yoim Hashem HaGadol. One of the reasons it's called Shabbos HaGadol, it's the Shabbos before the Geula, the Shabbos before Pesach, which the Geula, the Chayra, should happen on Pesach. That's when all redemptions took place on Pesach, was in the proximity of time, near Pesach. It could be tomorrow too, it could be tonight also, it's before Pesach, it's Nisan. So this is Shabbos HaGadol, because it's the Shabbos before the Yom HaShem HaGadol V'Hanoira. Avram Avinu was referred to as the Adam HaGadol V'Anokim. Ha'odim ha'godoil ba'anokim, that's Avram Avinu, says, tell us Chazal, he was the godoil. B'cho Hashem ha'gedula, gedula is chesed, chesed is Pesach, Pesach is the yomtiv of chesed, his vashtus. We should take the limudim from this parashah, the limud of Zerizus, removing the psoiles, removing all the undesirables, which is the chametz, that's the remez, the bir chametz, the sreifas chametz, Bittul chametz, bedikas chametz, means getting rid of the inner chametz, the real or la arba osa boitkenes hachametz la'or haneir. We have to look, search our own crevices, our own churin uzdokin from the chametz. Make sure that we remove every yetzahara possible. There's yetzahara is hiding in every nook and cranny of the body and every part of our nefesh, trying to bring us down, trying to ruin us, trying to contaminate our neshama, trying to bring us, instill gaiva and yeshus. So this is the time now to eradicate the chametz. This is the time to remove the chametz. This is a special siyua, special help that we have from Hashem to be able to do it during this time. Since this is the time to remove the chametz, we should be zeichet to remove the chametz. And as we read at the end of the parasha, the end of the parasha talks about the Shivas Yemei HaMiluyim, was the 7 days of initiation, the 7 days of inauguration prior to the Hakamas HaMishkan, which entered Aaron and his children into the Kahuna. Pesach is sort of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluyim. Achron Shel Pesach is like the Yom Shmini LaMiluyim. The 7 days of Pesach initiate us, they inaugurate us, prepare us, consecrate us into the service, into Avodas Hashem, that every Yid should be a Kohen, v'atem tehi yudim amlechas kohanim, kohanim zrizim heim. We should all have the midah of zrizus, and we should be mekabel Mashiach with zrizus, and with simcha, and with anava, and with amunah. We should be zeicha this year, there's still time that we could even do it b'tahara, because if the Parah Adumah is revealed soon, we'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Even this year, it's still possible. We should be able to bring the Korban Pesach b'tahara, and not have to bring it the tumah. We should be zeichet to benoy chal sham and azvachim and apsachim the beis hamikdash hashlishi.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.